Welcome back to the NFL News Podcast. I have not too much news today, but a little bit. Also, I have a kind of, I guess, announcement at the end of the episode, so stay tuned to the end to hear it. First thing we're going to talk about is about the Lions. The Lions are now joining the many teams to reopen their team facilities, but they are only going to be in stage one. Again, said this yesterday, but I'll say it again. The NFL teams that have had their facilities open before now are now in stage two, which means that coaches are allowed to be there and more than 75 people are allowed in the building. But again, like stage one, only people who have are having treatment, who are only players who are having treatment are allowed in the facility. Also, I'm sorry I didn't upload it the day it was supposed to come out. Last episode, I uploaded it this morning because of some technical difficulties uploading it. I didn't want to upload, and I had to upload it this morning, but it's still up, so give it a listen. Speaking of teams reopening their facilities, the Buccaneers will reopen their facility June 10th, and coaches likely will be back the week of June 15th, and the Bucs definitely need for them to reopen their facilities and to get to practices as soon as possible, because they don't necessarily... Their quarterback and receivers have never actually played together, except for a couple practices they might have had. But up until now, they've had no practice, like real practice, with the rest of the team. So now more than ever, the Bucs need practice to come back to them. The Texans have announced today that special teams coordinator Brad Seeley is retiring after 31 seasons coaching in the NFL and 3 with the Texans. Seeley served as the team's special teams coordinator in every season from 1998 to 2019 and has 41 years of overall coaching experience, college and NFL. Sad to see him go, but I don't like talking about seeing people go, so let's talk about some people coming into some teams. The Chiefs have signed safety Andrew Sora. It is the second time the Chiefs have signed him. He signed with the team after a tryout at their rookie minicamp last spring, and he became one of the team's final cuts late in August. He had 4 tackles with the team during the preseason, but he quickly moved on to the XFL after being cut by the Chiefs. He played 5 games for the New York Guardians, had a solid 5 games, 13 tackles, had an interception before the league sadly had to shut down due to financial stuff. And also, the Packers have signed 6th round pick former Michigan guard John Royan Jr. to the standard 4-year rookie contract. The Packers are basically just buying time for Rodgers now. So, that is, I believe, all the news I have for today. I think that's all. Let me check, though. Oh, the Chiefs have cut Felton Davis due to a non-football injury. The 23-year-old receiver originally signed with the Chiefs in 2019 as an undrafted free agent out of Michigan State, and he had an Achilles injury that really slowed him down. But he caught 1 pass for 7 yards in 3 preseason games. In the preseason finale, Davis injured his shoulder, who went on injured reserve for the season, and the Chiefs had to release him today for due to a non-football injury. So it's not because of the shoulder or anything, or his Achilles. Something off the field happened, so the Chiefs decided to release him. And yeah, that is all the news that I have with me at the moment. Thank you so much for listening to the NFL News Show, watching or listening. I have it in a ton of places, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I upload to YouTube. And now I guess you could say it's an announcement, but I'm on YouTube, only YouTube. I have a little series that I'm going to put together called Team Review. So it basically what I do is I just take the draft, all the free agents that they've signed, look at their schedule, and basically just think of what their schedule is going to be and tell you guys what I think. And then in the end, I'll rank first to worst. And then I just had an idea. I might do a playoff simulator at the end, but that'll be in a while. I've already recorded the first episode, and it's going to be uploaded to YouTube at around the same time. This is going to be uploaded to YouTube and my podcast. So yeah, go check that out. I will link my YouTube channel in the description. And yeah, that is going to do it for this episode. Thank you for listening or watching. Goodbye.